Welcome back to another episode of Kindred Conversations. I'm Paris Tews.
And I'm Brittany Fry. And it feels like a really long time since we've done this.
I know it does. We've been really not posting on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed. But we've been putting out our episodes weekly. We've been very consistent with our episodes.
We have. But we had a backstock and we've recorded virtual and we had a guest. So yeah. I feel like it's been a while since we've sat down and recorded in person.
Yeah. I've missed it.
Me too. Happy to be here. Okay, I'm going to start with my moment of gratitude. My mom gives us cash for Christmas, and although I am grateful for that, that is not the exact moment of gratitude. The requirement is that you have to spend it on something fun and then tell her what you spend it on. And for the last, I don't know, like 18 months, so it's been like couple, like my birthday, maybe Johnny's birthday, Christmas, like we've had a few things that we've just left checks in my nightstand and we couldn't figure out what we were going to spend it on. And anyway, came to a realization I wanted to get a frame TV for our bedroom. Johnny's been asking for a TV for years in our bedroom and I have always said no, mostly for the reason that it just wasn't going to look good in our room. And then when I realized we could get a frame TV and it's aesthetically pleasing and it fills this space. And anyway, I'm like, oh, that's a great solution. So we deposited the checks and got a frame TV for our bedroom. And tonight it's been really fun, actually. I've really enjoyed it. And it's been interesting because I feel like the advice we heard when we, when we first got married was like, don't have a TV in your room. And then in subsequent years, anyone I know who has a TV in their bedroom is like, we're obsessed with the TV in our bedroom.
Sounds so fun.
I know. And we've never had one. So anyway, it's been really fun. Even like while Brooks was at school the other day and Eloise was napping, I was so tired and I knew Wells wanted to play with interact with me. So, and he's just such a snuggler, has to be touching, has to be talking, just like very engaged. Anyway, so we went and laid on my bed and I just got to lay next to him while I watched a show. And that was so like way, way better than watching something out on the couch.
Yes, that is fun.
Just felt so special. Anyway, so tonight, before we put the kids to bed, Johnny had been watching Castaway with the boys.
Okay, fine.
Interesting choice. I don't know. Anyway, so he told them they could watch 20 minutes of Castaway before they went to bed. Anyway, so we just, all of us were laying on the bed and like we were getting Eloise ready for bed. So she'd been drinking her bottle there. And then the boys came in so they could watch Castaway. And just all five of us were on the bed snuggling and just kind of doing our thing. And although oftentimes it feels like all my kids do end up, you know, in the morning, like everyone's in the bed wrestling, rolling around, whatever. In that moment, it did just, maybe it was that we had the TV and we're sitting there watching this movie together. It just felt like such a great moment. And the realization hit me of like, this is our family. This is us forever. And it was just so special and sweet. And everyone was kind of doing their thing. And Brooks is trying to watch this movie, acting like a little adult like he does. And Wells and Eloise are so feisty. Like Brooks just does not have a feisty bone in him. And Wells and Eloise are so feisty. And I feel like it just got more and more along the line.
As the kids.
Yes.
as they came out.
Exactly. So they're just like wrestling with each other and laughing and pushing each other over. And anyway, it was just like such a great little moment where I'm like, this is it. Like, this is us forever. And it's so fun to watch them get older and just feel like as a group of five, we are growing together. I love it.
Okay, that's so fun. I've been thinking all day about what I'm grateful for and have had a million different things coming through my mind. But after hearing you talk, I have to just kind of share a similar experience. So I am now almost 7 months postpartum. Can you believe that?
No, I can't. No, I really can't. It's flown by. It does go by so fast always. But I feel like with subsequent children, it really feels shocking how quickly it goes.
Shocking. It's shocking. I know. And everyone says that and everyone knows that it's true. But especially this last time around, I have said this phrase 100 times and it's just the best way that I can describe it is I feel like I blink and a month goes by. Or I'll think like, oh, I forgot to answer that text. And it was 6 days ago. And I just like, I thought about it once and then I didn't think about it for 6 days. It's just life is going so, so fast. And I don't even necessarily feel so busy. It's just going so quickly, which is never not going to be mind-boggling to me. But I had a babysitter come over for a couple of hours, and I'm so excited because the cutest girl in my neighborhood is going to come babysit for me a few hours a week this summer. And she reached out and she told me she's looking for some work this summer before she goes to college. And my initial reaction was to say, oh, I don't really need a nanny. Thank you. And I started thinking about it, and I am so excited to have the time. I took her up on her offer, and she's going to come probably for 2 to 4 hours a week. So nothing crazy, but I'm really looking forward to it. And she came over today for the first time, and Lola was just having a really hard time with me leaving. My 2-year-old's having a really hard time with me leaving. And when I left, the baby was napping. And when I came back, the baby had woken up, and she was with the siblings. And I was talking to my babysitter, and she was saying that Lola was having a really hard time until Cecilia woke up and aww, came down. And then she just kept saying, baby, baby, and hugging her and kissing her. And she was all over her and was just so excited to see her sister. And I've really watched that relationship especially flourish. Miles opened up Cecilia welcomed her with really open arms. And that's been so fun. And it's just taken a tiny bit longer. My 2-year-old loved her really quickly, but as she gets older, her capacity to love gets bigger, which has been really fun to watch. And I am grateful she's part of the family. Like, she's integrated, she's ours, and she is feeling less like this new addition and more like a part of our family. And in a lot of ways, when she was born, it felt like, of course, she was always meant to be here and she was always ours. But now it feels a little bit more seamless, a little bit more natural. And she's just one of the three. And it's really special and fun and beautiful to watch, especially as those relationships between my kids develop.
Oh, I love the way that you have thought about that transition from something feeling new and exciting and sweet and fun. And that's so special in its own way. But then as time goes on, those relationships just deepen and grow stronger. And that really is such a special moment to recognize that she's not this new part of your family anymore. Like, she is fully integrated. She's loved. She is a part of it. That's so sweet.
And her presence comforted Lola. And I loved that.
Yeah. Forevermore.
Yes.
Forevermore.
Yes.
It's so sweet. Okay, I'm excited to talk about the episode today. Paris sent me this TikTok that I'm going to let her explain, but just about doing favors. And so today we're talking all things favors, asking favors, why it's important, what kinds of favors we like to ask for, what we feel annoyed at when somebody asks a favor, et cetera.
Yes, we're talking about it all. And I have to say, we love it when you guys send us things like this as well, because I saw this on TikTok. I go on TikTok about once a month, and I just have to say I thoroughly enjoy it when I do. It's so fun. And I saw this TikTok, and I sent it to Brittany because I knew we had to have a conversation about it because I had so many thoughts. And I will link this in the show notes, but essentially it's this girl talking about how she thinks it's completely appropriate to ask for strangers. And we've heard it said that it's rude to ask for an airport or a ride to the airport, get an Uber. And she is coming out and just boldly declaring, I think you should ask for rides to the airport, even if it's in LA, even if there's rush hour traffic, you should ask, because as our society has become more and more capitalized, or a society of capitalization, that we don't ask for favors. You know, when we need to borrow a cup of sugar, we won't text our neighbors, we'll DoorDash. And when we need a ride to the airport, we won't ask a friend, we'll call an Uber. And there are so many ways that we do that in our lives. And I don't know if I shared this on the podcast, but the other night I had my sister over and I was making dinner. And I realized I'd gone to the store for like 3 things. And I came home without lemons. And I was so annoyed. I had packed up my three kids to go get the last few things I was missing. And then, you know, I actually, Lola had thrown it out of my cart. I know I put those lemons in my cart. And I didn't have it in me, but it was also an essential ingredient for my dinner. So I texted, I have a neighborhood group text, and I texted, I just said, did anyone have lemons? And I am not exaggerating. Within 4 minutes, I had gotten two lemons from my neighbor across the street, and my other neighbor had dropped off a bag of lemons that she had just picked from her parents' tree in California.
Oh my gosh.
So it had been under 5 minutes, and all of a sudden I have more lemons than I
know what to need. Do with.
Yes. And it was really a sweet moment for me because I felt like such a part of my community in that moment. And since then, if people text in the group text, does anyone have this? I feel so quick to want to reciprocate that. And I feel so much more close with my neighborhood because of it. Anyway, that was a little bit of a tangent, but I just loved hearing her talk about this because I think our generation is quick to shy away from doing that because it feels like, why would we inconvenience someone when it's something that we can do for ourselves? And I want to talk about that.
Okay, I loved the example of the neighborhood text because when I was first moving into my house that I live in now, we've lived there for 3 years, the neighbor right next door to me came over. We had been pulled into the driveway for, I don't know, 10 minutes maybe, and she came right over, introduced herself, was so cute, and she doesn't have any kids currently living at home, and she was just so thrilled, you know, at least made us feel like she was so thrilled to have little kids back in the neighborhood again, and said right away, I hope that if you ever need anything, if you need to borrow a cup of sugar, please come to my door. And really, that was the best welcome because I have felt comfortable in that neighborly relationship since we moved in. And it doesn't just go one way. Like, she will also come to me if she needs something. And it makes me feel valued and appreciated as well. Like, I don't feel like such a burden to her. I really appreciate that relationship. And I feel like that's such an easy way to start with favors because at an initial glance, thinking about this topic, I'm like, ooh, I don't like to ask for favors. It makes me really uncomfortable. But I will say, as far as just neighborly kindness goes, I'm like, oh, I'm all in. Like, I could totally ask for a favor. And my neighbor across the street from me has a son, it's my boy's age. And so if I'm in a real pickle, like, I can text him and be like, is there any chance you could watch my kids for a second? And vice versa. And I just love that camaraderie that you can get. Like, I feel like a neighborhood situation is a very easy, sort of like a gimme in the world of favors. Like, it's a good starter favor. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And like a really great way to build just a very boundaried and uncomplicated relationship. That's what I love about neighbors and neighborhoods is I just feel like it's such a great uncomplicated relationship. You don't have to be best friends, but like, you can totally help each other out.
Okay, I'm remembering I promise this episode's not all going to be about neighbors, but I agree. It's a beautiful place to start and it's a really easy one to look at. But I had only lived in my ward for probably, or in my neighborhood for about 6 months. And I was baking a cake for Miles for his birthday at like 10 p.m. And I realized I didn't have any cocoa. And I was kicking myself. I had a baby. Lola was super new and she was sleeping, but like, she wasn't going to sleep long enough that I felt like I could go to the store. Pierce was already asleep. Miles was already asleep. And anyway, I didn't really know what to do. So I called my neighbor and she texted me back. She's like, I'm out of town. You can go into my house. You can get that cocoa. And I didn't know her super well at the time. And now we're super close friends. And I look back, it's been almost 3 years since we've lived in our house. And, you know, that's like what our friendship has been built off of, is 3 years of me doing things for her doing things for me and being there for each other and just that consistency. And, you know, it started out as a cup of cocoa. And now I know that if I need something in the middle of the night, or if I, you know, I know if I needed anything, my friend is there for me. And that's really special because it really does, it does build on each other and has been so reciprocated, which I'm so grateful for.
Yeah, I love that. Well, and I think too, it shows a side, there's just a vulnerability to asking favors. It opens you up in a way that other, that I don't think you necessarily can progress in your relationship without that sense of vulnerability or sense of needing the other person in one way. Just, it makes them feel valued and let them know like that they're serving you in some way.
Yeah. I even think that about asking for advice, you know, for the friends that are not, maybe not as close to you in distance. Our neighbors, it's really easy to ask, but I was even, I needed new makeup and I texted my cousin who's amazing at makeup. And I just said, okay, I need a couple of things. And I could have looked it up. I could have Googled it, but I know my cousin is so good at this and I know this is her gift. And I wanted to connect with her. So I texted her and she immediately texted me back like 10 texts that were so thorough, so helpful. And I was so grateful and it made me feel so close to her. And I think how often do we do that as mothers? You know, ask somebody that we trust and respect for advice. And yes, we can Google it, but how much does it mean to you when someone asks you personally?
Oh my gosh, so much. And I don't think it's always the first thing that comes, at least it doesn't feel super natural to me to think like, oh, I'm going to reach out to them for advice on this thing. But I always feel so valued when someone does that to me. And so I've tried to make a habit of doing that more often. Or if I'm thinking about something and I feel like it's a topic I could ask someone about, I try to just like send a text right then.
Yeah.
And, you know, make that connection. But I, maybe like 18 months ago, I'm trying to remember how long it's been. Maybe around a year, I dropped off a baby gift for a friend that I'm not super close with, but a friend of mine, I dropped off some stuff. And as we were talking, she just was like, let me ask your advice on these things. Like, I feel like you do this so well. And that made me feel so good. And like, I knew this friend so much better that she would rely on me in that way. So it's like such a great little tool.
And it makes you feel so seen.
Yes,
you know, she knows this about you and she's admired this about you. And what a high compliment.
Totally. Yes, I definitely think it deepens a relationship.
Okay, so you mentioned that sometimes you're uncomfortable asking for favors. And clearly there's a limit on what we're comfortable asking. So tell me, like, what is your rule of thumb when you ask for favors?
Okay, I was thinking about this a bit. And first I will say I've always been this way. And maybe it's because if I offer something, I want to give it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a natural feeling. But if somebody offers me something, I feel like in general, I try to accept. If I'm like in a pickle and someone says like, let me do this thing for you, I usually try to accept. I remember this time in my life where like college age time, where if I visited anyone that wasn't in college, they were like, let me make you a meal. Like, let me get you a snack. Let me. And I knew like they genuinely wanted to serve me in that way. And I maybe it's just because if I have something to give in that way, like it makes me feel so special to that person.
Yeah.
So I always felt like I wanted to say yes. So that's the easiest way for me to accept, is to accept favors more than ask for them, because asking does make me nervous. My other thought was, if there's a consistent favor I need, I try to mix up who I ask so it doesn't feel like I'm taking advantage of a friendship.
Yeah.
And then
I think that's a good point bringing up, like when it's consistent, you know, it's something you need all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You just don't. Yeah. I don't know.
So I'm like, I love it when my neighbors ask me to borrow a cup of sugar, but if they stopped buying sugar and
exactly.
I'd probably be kind of annoyed.
Or like if I've run out of things a few times and I'm asking this next door neighbor, Peggy, we love Peggy. If I'm asking her a few times for things and she hasn't asked me for something in a second, then like I'll text a different neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, like I just try to mix it up a little bit. And that makes, you know, even though Peggy probably wouldn't mind, it makes me feel better about it. Also, something else I put down is that for a lot of my really close friends, if I'm asking a favor, I try to make them fun favors. I don't know if that makes any sense. But things that I'm like, if someone asked me, it wouldn't be a big deal because I'm really going to enjoy this.
Yeah.
Something like, you know, someone's coming over for a girls' night and I'm like, hey, would you mind grabbing a snack on the way?
Yeah.
Or if I'm feeling really overwhelmed with something in my house, being like, hey, can you come over and talk to me while I get this done? Or can we let the kids play while I work on this thing? Just things that feel like I genuinely would like to do this for someone else. And so it feels like a fun thing.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to be like showing this vulnerable side without really burdening someone else.
Yeah.
Okay. Lastly, I wrote down that, this may not seem like a favor, and at favor, we can use the word loosely, but something that does require thought and intention and just effort and time from a friend that I do ask for and probably is the easiest thing for me to do is I feel like I will often call a friend if I'm in a moment of just like needing to talk something out. And that always deepens my relationship. Like if I'm in a moment of like, shoot, I need some advice on this thing, I can call someone. Or even just like, I need to talk through my thoughts. Can you just like hear me out for a second? Or whatever it is. I saw this thing and like, I was shopping and I saw this dress and I just want to know your opinion. Can you really quick share this with me? Anyway, just those like quick little phone calls. It could be anywhere from like 30 seconds to like 20 minutes. I feel like those are quote unquote like the favors that I ask for the most and that I really, really appreciate my friends showing up for me that way.
Yeah.
And I hope that they appreciate being asked to spend some time talking to me.
Yeah. I mean, I can confidently say I've been on the both ends of that with you.
Yes.
And I always appreciate it when I can call you and get your perspective. That's always so meaningful to me. And it's just as meaningful to me when you trust me enough with
with
anything.
And that's what it feels like.
Whatever it is.
That's exactly what it feels like, is that there's this element of trust in the relationship or like, yeah, that you really rely on their opinion or that you think their thoughts are very valid or that they're insightful, you know, whatever that is. There's just like this element of valuing their mindfulness that I really appreciate.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. What about you?
Okay.
General.
A couple general rules of thumb. I really love yours of if someone offers, accept. I'm just going to copy that. I'm going to take that and apply that. So now that's one of mine too. But one that I was thinking is I generally don't love to ask for favors that I wouldn't want to return. The big one I thought of was moving. You know, Pierce has a really bad back and he is never going to move anyone. He's never going to help anyone move anything. And if someone asks him, I will say no on his behalf because his body just doesn't really work that well. And so I will always hire movers. If it's like a small thing, I've definitely asked my family members, like if it's something small within my house, but we hire movers because we do not offer our services when moving heavy things.
That's such a good rule of thumb though, because, and although people like to give in different ways, I just think, yeah, that's a great rule of
thumb. Cause you know, we're unable, but we're also like unwilling a little bit.
Right.
Which totally. That sounds so negative, but just honest.
Totally. Well, it is a little silly to ask someone to drive you to the airport if that's like, they asked you and you'd be so put out by it.
And you're never
going to
reciprocate.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's just a way that I know that I will never reciprocate and I can hire it out, so I will.
Yeah.
And it just, that's how I feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
And then another one is if I'm not being asked for favors in return, I won't ask anymore. And I think that's a good thing to remember when you are being asked for favors. If you are not asking for them back, that relationship is not going to continue to develop. I think like if I kept calling you for advice all the time and you never called me and asked anything, I'd be like, okay, well, I guess we're not really friends. You know, like I tried to be vulnerable in that way, but apparently it doesn't go both ways. And not that you always need to be reciprocating
in
the same way. Exactly. You don't need to be like keeping score, but you know, if I asked someone if they could, you know, have a kid for a couple of hours and then they never ask me to return the favor, I wouldn't feel like I could ask again.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good rule of thumb to think of from both sides. You know, if someone's asking for a favor and it's a favor you are enjoying giving, then you can ask for a different favor in return, or, you know, try and return in some other way, because even if you're on the giving, if you're on the giving side or the receiving side, yeah. that doesn't feel good.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. That's good to remember. Like, either side you're on, try to reciprocate.
Yes.
Either offer or
yes.
ask a favor.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, I think that's a good way to gauge, like, okay, is this uncomfortable? Am I asking too much? Because if I'm asking too much, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's a good way to gauge.
Yes. Okay. The next question.
I feel like we
could. I don't know how candid you want me to be.
I feel like we could phrase this nicer, but just phrase it how we phrased it.
Yeah. When are you happy to do a favor, and when are you kind of bugged? I definitely get kind of bugged. So I want to hear yours first. Make me feel better about myself.
Oh my gosh. And now
after I was like, I'm all in favors. But I think that is why I can be hesitant, because there are some favors that I'm like, yeah, no. And I think everyone feels that way a little bit, which is why it's hard to ask favors in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I guess we're just going to be so, so honest and... Hopefully, no one that's listening to this podcast, I don't want anyone listening to this that has asked me for a favor and then they're all worried that they bugged me, because you haven't. But one thing that's a favor that I'm like, that feels like too much. I don't want to do that. Is if I have to leave my kids.
Yeah.
Like if someone needs a favor that requires me to get a babysitter, like that feels like more than a favor to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
And yeah, I can't really think of any like instances where that has happened, but
no, I can agree with that.
That's a line for me. And I will say too, I've seen this in a lot of other people, and I have to say my friends and family are very, very respectful of this. So it doesn't even really come from personal experience, but I have seen this a lot. And so I'm going to mention it anyways, just because that's what we're talking about, and I think it can be helpful. But I do photography professionally, and I do think that gets that specific trade, or honestly anybody's, can get taken advantage of.
Totally.
I was actually having this conversation with my sister, because she's an interior designer, and I was asking, like, do you ever feel taken advantage of? And she was like, honestly, no, it's a way, you know, if she's walking through a friend's house, it's fun. It's a way for her to serve and for her to connect. And I feel that way too. Like if I'm somewhere and I have my camera, like I would love to take pictures for someone. Or like if I am in a situation where I can do it and it doesn't, or if I offer, it is always a genuine offer.
Can you come take family pictures for me for free? Like that's a little bit like, oh, I do this for a job.
Yes. And I can honestly say I don't think I've ever had a friend do that.
Yeah.
I have never felt taken advantage of it from a friend in that way, but I definitely have seen that happen.
Yes, I totally
and like that, to me, I'm like, that goes way beyond a favor. Right. And it's, again, it's like I would have to get a babysitter.
Well, and I think the thing that's nice about like having a skill like that is that you get to offer it as a gift.
Totally.
But that's a totally different thing. Offering it as like this valuable gift that you are able to give someone is wildly different than feeling like somebody's taking advantage of a skill that you have.
Totally. Totally. So that's just one I feel like is like a fine line, but I have to say like the people that are close to me are really respectful of that, and I haven't felt taken advantage of, but I do think that that's a place that people can tend to cross lines a little bit. So I think that's just an area to be like hypersensitive of.
Yes. No, I totally get that. Okay. I was just thinking about this and laughing because my initial thought was like, sometimes when somebody asks me a favor, my initial reaction is just a little bit more fiery than what I really intend. And not to the person, but just kind of like in my head, you know, I'm just kind of like, really? Like, so inconvenient. And then as I sit on it and like build up towards whatever the thing is, I'm always glad to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I feel like this section of the episode that I was prepping for was honestly just a pep talk to myself, because it truly is something that I feel like I'm working on. There have been things in the past that will not be mentioned that I that I've been asked and just been so bugged at. And then, like, years down the road, I'm just like, that was so silly. Why did I have to make anything of that? Like, it was fine. And I think part of that, too, is just being in a position where I am inconvenienced all the time by kids. At this point, it's not really that big of a deal. You know, I'm like, great. Yeah, throw it on the pile. We're going to get it done. We're going to make it happen. So definitely my attitude's changed. But it was just a pep talk to me of, like, oftentimes I'll think about how I don't want to be the person that seems inconvenienced by a favor. Like, I want to be the person that somebody wants to come to ask a favor. If somebody needs something picked up or dropped off or needs a ride or needs a meal or, you know, whatever it is, like, I want to be the kind of person that people are like, oh, ask for this favor from them. They will be so gracious and kind and lovely about it. And I try to think more about that than, like, that temporary inconvenience that, like, I initially feel like sometimes I get just, like, a little bit feisty over.
Okay. Also, I'm the one who put in the document, so I just have to take some ownership over that. I'm the one who said, when do you get kind of bugged? Because I just thought it was worth having the conversation. And as I'm sharing my thoughts, I'm kind of realizing that part of that, no, that most of that is on me. And if someone asks me a favor that I'm uncomfortable with, I need to just be honest and say no, or I don't have the capacity.
Yeah.
And that way too,
great,
I'm like,
that's a great
point. I'm, you know, my close friends listen to this podcast and I don't want them to feel like they can't ask me for a favor because I'm going to get bugged. You know, I just want to be in that role where, you know, if you ask me a favor, if I don't want to do it or if I don't feel like I'm up for it, I will say no.
Yeah.
And if I say yes, it's because I want to and I'm happy to actually do it.
Totally. So, that's a great point.
You know what? I'm going to reframe that. If you ask me to do your family photos for free every year, I'm going to say no. But genuinely, I'm like, I want my friends to be able to ask me. So I'm reframing that in my mind. If I get asked for something that feels like it's asking a little bit too much,
you can say,
I'm going to
yes,
say no.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest because that's what makes for healthy relationships. Yeah. I'm going to say no. And, you know, luckily I feel like I really am on the same page with my family and friends about this. And they are like, I feel like we have a very similar, like, expectations in this regard.
Totally. And I think the vast majority of people are going to be worried about asking too much.
Yes. Yes. And so let's just take this upon ourselves because I don't want to be so afraid of asking you too much that I never ask you for anything. So let's just agree as friends, if I ask you for too much, you're going to say no.
Yeah.
And if you're saying yes, it's because you are genuine about
and
it.
You,
yes.
Yeah. Want to help.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I feel the same about offering. Like, if I am offering something, it is because I want you to accept. You
totally
don't have to worry about me offering because I, like, feel like I should. I'm offering because I want that.
Well, and to be totally frank, have you ever just begrudgingly done a favor and when it's over, you just feel like a total B because you're like, I just did something good, like, out of the coldness of my heart. And you don't get that warm, fuzzy moment that you want to have. And just remember, you want the warm, fuzzy feeling. And you want to be that person that just makes people feel good because you're you know, such a gracious
friend. And you know what? It is also okay to say no.
For sure. I would rather say no than begrudgingly say yes.
Yeah.
Because it just feels so disingenuous.
And then I'm the girl who's writing, what are you bugged at?
Yeah.
In the notes. You know, this is some good self-reflection for me. I'm trying to be self-aware here.
I don't know. I'm like, now that I'm turning this over in my mind, like, there is for sure an element of authenticity here. And you would hope that if somebody says yes and offers you a favor or does a favor for you, that it would be authentic. That they would want to give rather than be annoyed at you and, like, do this nice thing.
And if someone's really vulnerable and asks me for a favor, I'm not getting bugged about it. I'm just answering honestly about my capabilities.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Also, another thought I had is that, one thing is, like, if somebody asks you a favor rather than being bugged, I just put down that it's two things to think about. One, so it's a great opportunity to deepen that relationship, which is great. And two is, once you've been asked a favor and say yes, you have full right to then ask for that favor, I believe, which is also wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. I agree. Okay. Last question that's a little bit of a departure, but I just think that it brings up an interesting question when we think about how, it felt so convenient and so nice when we got to do Instacart and DoorDash and Uber and Airbnb and all of these things rather than asking for a favor. And I think as a society, we have overcorrected a lot of these things. And it was just making me think about other areas that we have overcorrected. Did you think of any?
Yes. Well, I don't want to share yours before you share, but it did make me think that in the same vein of what I was just saying about how I feel like this is something I'm actively working on. And if you are a friend, like, please don't think that I've been so upset at you for asking a favor, but just in general, if, I'm like working on really appreciating being asked favors and like being able to help somebody in some way, cause like it really is such a gift. I was just realizing that this idea of having to be, because the thing that I get frustrated about, it's never that I don't want to help somebody. It's only purely out of the thought of being inefficient. It's like, oh, but then I can't get done my 20 item checklist that day, because it's something's getting in my way. And I just feel like in general, we've sort of adopted this mindset of like, we have to be so efficient with our time, and we have to, this idea of like, you know, say no and like, think of your, like, don't overgive. And I mean, all of those principles are so important within balance. And I've just recognized that I think sometimes we go a little too far.
Yeah.
And we have this very selfish mindset of like, how dare somebody take away from my efficiency, or like,
yeah,
you know, dot, dot, dot. And I'm just trying to remember that that's the whole, and I have told myself this a number of times, that's the whole point of life.
Yeah.
The whole point of life are connections. I really believe that. And to prioritize wiping down my fridge over what, you know, fill in the blank, whatever favor I've been asked, is just honestly dumb. Like, it's stupid. So anyway, that being said, I feel like that's been a little bit of a societal overcorrection, is honestly just an attitude of selfishness.
Yeah. Versus generosity.
Yes. And connection, and this prioritization of self over community.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then in general, I just wrote down that I think it could be hard to have these sort of casual and unplanned meetups that come from favors in this era of scheduling and efficiency, etc. And I think just the types of relationships that come out of asking favors builds this element of casualness as well as a deeper sense of intimacy that I don't know, that we don't get otherwise.
Yeah.
And I think as we have these more imperfect opportunities to see each other, that it creates opportunities for us to like build this side of our relationship, this side where you feel comfortable enough to ask somebody for a favor.
Yeah.
When everything's so formal and intentional all the time, I don't think it lends itself to a quick phone call to ask an opinion,
or, yeah,
you know, you're like, tears are about to come and you like quit calling your friend. Like, those aren't the people you're going to think of if you've only had these really formal meetups.
You don't want to be so focused on being intentional that you miss out on being vulnerable.
Totally. Yes. Yes. And just like allowing the messiness of life a little bit to infiltrate the relationship, because I just think that creates like a much fuller relationship, much more beautiful relationship.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, what about you?
I've been thinking about this a lot lately because I believe so much in validating emotions in my kids, in myself, in my partner. And then my son, he's such a happy kid. But for a few weeks in a row, he'd get in the car after school and say, "I don't really have a good day. I'm not really feeling that happy today." And he would do it every day. And it just kind of made me think like, okay, you're allowed to have your feelings. You're allowed to be sad, but you're also like, you're not a victim. What can you do to make your day better? Like, let's say some affirmations. Let's feel some positivity. And it's just had me thinking a lot about, okay, how do we validate emotions, but also take ownership for them and try and turn them around and feel positive? Because yes, I don't want him to feel like he has to suppress those feelings, but I also don't want him to feel like he is just a victim to them either.
Right, right.
And I'm saying him like as a specific example.
Right.
But I'm talking about just in general. I'm talking about me, and I'm talking about my other kids and my yes, in general. So that's one thing that's been on my mind a lot lately. And I think there are so many phrases, you know, like I hear the phrase protect your peace. And, you know, there's value to that, but also there's value to generosity. And it is a good reminder for me when I am hearing these ideas thrown around a lot, you know, there's value in them, but you don't have to throw everything else out too. And we can look at all of these ideas with some balance and try and figure out a happy medium on a lot of them. So anyway.
No, I loved that thought.
That feels like a little bit random, but this conversation did make me think about those other areas as well.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's interesting to think about. And honestly, I don't know why this feels like especially good timing going into summer. I guess it's because my routine's kind of going out the window a little bit. And I feel like really it feels timely to me to move into summer thinking that like I can invite my friends and ask my friends to like come into maybe the messier parts of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to this episode today. Have a happy Friday, and we'll look forward to you joining us next week.